Live from the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, this is the kickoff of the 2018 Reunion Tour with Dr. Randy Carlson and Dr. Kevin Lehman.
Oh, this is going to be good. And today, Randy and Kevin will be talking about Kevin's recently revised book, Making Children Mind Without Losing Yours. And maybe you'll hear something about the tour as well. Yeah, maybe. But now, if you're losing your mind and you need help, call now, 1-888-888-1717. Again, that's 1-888-888-1717. Now, helping you to be intentional with your kids, here's Randy!
Man, we should have been in the Super Bowl with that, I tell you. Hey, Randy Carlson here, along with Dr. Kevin Lehman, and we'll talk about that tour coming up in a little bit. But Kevin and I are here live in the studio. If you got a parenting question, this is the time to call, 888-888-1717, and you can join in. Kevin, how are you doing today, my friend?
Good. That introduction was something.
I guess so.
It sounded like the Super Bowl.
I guess. That was quite a game, wasn't it?
Oh my goodness!
Were you rooting? You were rooting for the winners?
Well, you know, I'm an Arizona Wildcat, and there were several Wildcats in that game. There were four, actually. Mm-hmm. But Nick Foles, I got to know really well. I used to do some chapels at the U of A, University of Arizona, mm-hmm. and he was always faithful, always there. A great young man, humble. So I was really happy for Nick. He's a great kid.
It was a great game. Hey, listen, we're talking kids today, and some of you say, "Hey, Kevin and Randy, I remember those days." And we're back in we're going to have a reunion tour in terms of we're going to be out doing a marriage parenting conferences in Albuquerque and Phoenix. We'll talk about that in a little bit. You know, the scripture talks about children. This is one of the most responsible things we're going to ever do on this planet, raising our kids and then as grandparents, continuing to encourage. The Bible talks about children being a heritage from the Lord. The Bible talks about the fact that children are to obey and honor their parents, their moms and dads. Even Jesus talks about, don't forbid the children to come to me. Because of such is the kingdom of heaven. So the picture of a child is important from God's viewpoint, and we value the life of children here and the importance of raising children to be responsible adults. And we'd love to have you join in. If you have a question, Kevin and I are here for your calls today at 888-888-1717. Kevin, your book, Making Children Mind Without Losing Yours, very practical book. All the thousands of parents you've talked to, thousands and thousands, what's the biggest mistake you think parents make? Trying to do a good job, but where do they run up against the wall and not doing the job maybe that needs to get done?
Well, you know, it's funny you'd ask that question because I was asked that question this week by a news organization. They want me to do an op-ed for their network on that very question. So I've been thinking about that all week. And I think I'll probably surprise some people with my answer. And I think most parents just react to their children. And I think that's a major, major mistake. Mm-hmm. It's the beginning of the divide between parents and kids. And so if you can learn to what? Respond.
Right.
I mean, Randy, you go to the doc and the doc says to you, Randy, you reacted to the medication. That's not good, okay, if this will help people remember. But if they say, hey, Randy, you know, you responded to the medication, that's good. So there's a difference mm-hmm. in responding versus reacting.
So why do parents react? Is it because they want to stay in control? They don't know what to do? They're going back to the patterns they saw in their own family growing up with their parents?
Boy, you hit three of them there. They grew up that way. Their parents were authoritarian, just reacted, told them what to do. They don't know what to do. And control is a huge thing. And whenever I talk about making children mind without losing yours, I want people to focus on the difference between being an authority, which is clearly what St. Paul teaches in Ephesians 6, that we're an authority over our children. Well, there's a difference in being an authority and being authoritarian. Now, mm-hmm. almost everybody that's listening to us today grew up what? An authoritarian home.
Right.
Hey, you want something to cry about? I'll give you something to cry about. Don't make me come over there. You going to do what I tell you to do? I mean, how many people are shaking their head right now? And some of you had parents who just gave you the look and your little heels clicked together. Well, that's the authoritarian. I'm the boss. And the question for all of you who are shaking your head saying, well, what's wrong with that, Lehman? Here's the question. Is God an authoritarian? Does he grab us by the scruff of the neck, twist our earlobe, rub our nose in our wrongdoings? No. But he is a supreme authority. And his scripture says every knee shall bow. So it's sort of tough. And we go out in this reunion tour. These are some of the things we're going to be talking about, trying to share with parents about, hey, you know what? Kids need to feel valued. They need to feel listened to. And just telling kids what to do and how to do it is not a biblical way of rearing a child.
And today, parents, you've got a lot of extra stress, especially young parents with the social media, everything going on with internet today. The influences are different than parenting 20 years ago. We'll talk about that in a moment. You can join in the discussion if you have a question of Dr. Kevin Lehman and I here today at the Intentional Living Center. Our phone number is 888-888-1717. And we do have a reunion tour. Kevin and I are going to be in reunion. We're going to be talking marriage and parenting at upcoming conferences in Albuquerque, April 7th, Hoffmantown Church, great church in Albuquerque, and then April 21st, both Saturdays, by the way, Saturday, April 21st in Glendale, Nazarene Church in Glendale in the Phoenix area. Join in if you have a question about parenting. 888-888-1717 is the number. We're talking about the influences in kids' lives today and how to be intentional in the process, and how do you get your kids to mind without losing yours?
Hi, this is Dr. Kevin Lehman with advice on how you can become an intentional mom. I'll never forget the mom of the six-year-old who was just at wit's end because her six-year-old refused to brush his teeth. And I suggested to her without missing a beat that, well, the teeth had to be brushed. It was just a matter of who was going to do the brushing. But I also suggested to her that she brush them like they'd never been brushed before. You know, it only took one brushing with mommy's strong hand that turned that child into a believer that he ought to be in charge of his own little ivories and brushing him just the way he wanted. In fact, this same mom came up with a breath check, which I sort of liked. And before little Buford took off for school in the morning, he had to pass the breath test. There's always a way around it, parents. But there's certain things that kids have to do in life, like brush their teeth and those kind of things. So if they're not going to do it, yes, you can do it for them. It's okay. And chances are you're going to have to do it just that one time.
All right. Hey, listen, that's one of the spots you hear from Dr. Kevin Lehman. If you've read some of Kevin's books, you know he's very practical, talking about how to raise kids, how to do it responsibly, how to make children mind without losing yours. Which has been a national bestseller. And he's here in the studio today, my friend, Dr. Kevin Lehman. And he and I are going to be on tour in Albuquerque and in Phoenix coming up in just a few weeks. Marriage and Parenting Conference. Going to be a lot of fun. Kevin, influences today different than 20 years ago.
Oh, yes.
A lot different.
And the peer group is getting meaner and nastier by the day. Boys and girls. Girls aren't immune to that. And, of course, the internet, Snapchat, Twitter, Facebook, you name it, Instagram, it's all a part of it. And a lot of parents are rather clueless about such activity. Mm. And I call the cell phone the new Goliath. And I'm here to predict we're not going to beat that one. That cell phone's going to be here forever.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And young parents live their life on the cell phone. So, yeah. Influences. I got to tell you, I am looking forward to these conferences we're going to do. As you were talking, I was thinking about, I remember we were going up to Mount Clemens.
Yes. And no, Mount Morris.
Was it Mount Morris?
Mount Morris. Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what got me to say it, but we were just talking about coming up there, and I said, you know what, I can't wait to get up there and climb Mount Morris. And all the Michiganders were laughing their head off. What do you mean, climb Mount Morris? But we always had fun, and we're going to have fun at these these seminars. Do we call them seminars still? What do we call them?
Yeah, this is going to be Hope for Your Home. And I said, yeah, there's going to be hope, but there's going to be some humor and some help, too.
Yeah.
And, again, it's going to be it's just a few weeks away, April 7th, Saturday, at Hoffmantown Church in Albuquerque.
Yeah.
Great conference, great location. And then in Glendale and Phoenix on the 21st. So that's our spring tour. Going to have a lot of fun.
You've reared three kids.
Three kids. That's right, eight grandkids now.
I was on the airplane. Did you hear?
I saw the picture.
Yeah. And I ran into your daughter.
Yeah, my daughter, Andrea, on her way to Thailand.
To Thailand.
To do mission work. And
yeah, I was going to Los Angeles. She's going to Thailand. What's wrong with this picture?
Yeah, we're very proud of her.
Yeah, oh my goodness. Mm. But, you know, Randy and I, we've seen a few things, okay? You've seen that ad for Farmers Insurance. We've seen a few things. We've seen a lot of things in our years. And we're looking forward to you people coming out. We're going to see some familiar faces, I know, from years ago. And some of those parents that we helped, Randy, are now grandparents. I'm wondering how many of them are going to say to their own kids, listen, you're going to this conference because we're watching how you're rearing our grandchildren, and we're not sure you're on the right track here. I wonder how many of those will show up.
Hey, listen, you can find out about the reunion tour. Kevin Lehman and myself, in April, Albuquerque and in Phoenix, just go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com, and give us a call. We'd love to have you to join us. All right, let's go to Ashley's on the line in Tennessee. Ashley, welcome to Intentional Living.
Hi, thank you.
Appreciate your call. What's your question today?
So my question is kind of coming around the back end of parenting because I'm not a parent. I'm a daughter. I'm 22 right now. Whenever I was 12, my mom suddenly passed away, and so my dad became the father of three kids. My brother and my sister were both in elementary school, and now one is in high school and one is in college, and I'm about to graduate college. And something that he's really struggled with is disciplining my sister, especially. And she, you know, kind of broke the mold growing up, really has a strong will to get what she wants and to do whatever she wants, and me standing by as a believer and a Christian, it breaks my heart that he doesn't stand up for her and that she kind of walks over him a lot. And so I just wondered what advice you had for me as a daughter on how to stay respectful to my dad and his parenting and his authority while at the same time trying to do the right thing.
You sound like a good firstborn, Ashley. You're feeling responsible. You're 22. You're concerned about your sister. You're concerned about your dad and been through a lot. And so if I hear your question, you really want to know how you can encourage your dad in doing the job he needs to do to to finish up this part of the parenting.
Yeah.
All right. That's a good question. You know, when you put it, when you lose a mom, you know, you lose that dynamic. You wonder where dad's trying to step up and wants to be the, you know, he wants to be a good dad, but at the same time, maybe not having the authority. Maybe talk about that. There's a difference between the authoritarian and the authority, but there's also the permissive part of this.
Well, my guess is, Randy, that this dad is feeling guilty. Guilt is running his life because of the circumstances. He understands the kids have lost their mother. So he's probably Mr. Good Guy, has a hard time saying no. Okay, and, you know, parents and grandparents, caving into your kids' desires. Kids are hedonistic by their nature. You can't do that. We know that kids who have routines in their life, bedtimes, structure, build self-confidence and security. So in you approaching your dad, here's my advice. There's not a man on this earth, not one, that likes being told what to do. That's step number one. So how do you slip him, as I like to call it, a commercial announcement? You start with something like, Dad, I could be wrong, but, and then tell him what you need to tell him.
So Dad, why do you do that? Why do you start with that question?
It just knocks down the defenses.
So it's not, I'm telling you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Once you say you, the wall goes up.
Yeah, and you know, I could be way out in left field. I may not know what I'm talking about. and then say, but you know, I, and again, I could be wrong, Devin. I just think she is going to be much more respectful and mindful if you just stand up and give her some of that vitamin N. Mm-hmm. And I talk about vitamin N and making children mind without losing yours. That's the balancer between encouragement, which is vitamin E, not praise. There's a difference. And no, we have limits. And I think that keeps us in sync with where St. Paul is trying to tell us. So, again, keep in mind that certain kids, just by their nature, their personality, certain kids are going to push back. And the fact that your your younger sister is so strong-willed and powerful tells me that somebody in the family was either very powerful or very mm-hmm. weak. So the powerful child will surmise someone's weak, and they'll just play them like a violin, which is probably what's happening in your family.
Very good. Thank you, Ashley, for your call. We're going to get to Shannon. She's got twin boys. One's no problem. The other won't listen at all. We're going to talk about twins in a moment. You're welcome to join us. We're going to stay here in the studio for the rest of this whole hour, beyond the end of the program, taking your calls on questions for parents on parenting. Dr. Kevin Lehman and myself here in the Intentional Living Studio. My phone number is 888-888-1717. You can join in with your question, 888-888-1717. You also join Kevin and me on our reunion tour for Marriage and Parenting starting in Albuquerque on April the 7th at Hoffmantown Church, and then Glendale at Nazarene Church in Glendale on Saturday, April 21st. Information, tickets available at our website, theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. Twins are unique creatures, Kevin. We're going to get to that question here in just a moment.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
Learning to be intentional will help you to live intentionally, which will have a profound influence on your life and even those around you. When you become a monthly member, Dr. Randy's teachings will help you to be a more intentional parent, a more intentional spouse, and you'll get a better understanding of what God wants to do in your life. Join today, and as a monthly member, you'll also receive the Intentional Living New Member Kit, which contains autographed copies of Starved for Affection and The Power of One Thing, as well as the Intentional Living Wristband. And every month, you'll continue to receive Dr. Randy's teaching CDs. Find out more at theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Or call during West Coast business hours, 1-888-888-1717, and press number 4.
In our social media crazed world, isn't it nice that there's a place to encourage your intentional life?
I find something new every morning when I visit.
I get great nuggets of encouragement. Some of the comments are amazing.
The Intentional Living Facebook page is here for you to help you stay intentional, to encourage you, and let you know that in your walk, you're really not alone.
It's the one place on Facebook I actually like seeing show up on my walk.
Find out what's on today's show and join the conversation. Go to facebook.com/intentionalliving and click like today.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Faith, family, finances, health, and work. These are the five essentials to the intentional life. And you know what? We've got programs and resources for all of them. So whichever of the five you need work on, you'll find what you need at theintentionallife.com. Again, that's theintentionallife.com. Randy.
Thank you, Kurt. Welcome live here to the Intentional Living Studio today. Dr. Kevin Lehman joins me. And in fact, the two of us together will be on a reunion tour going back many years. We traveled lots of places together, Kevin wrote, and some remember the Parent Talk days. Wow.
Oh, gosh, that was fun.
Yeah.
I remember we came, we were in a big Baptist church someplace. Do you remember this? And we walked in from behind, and we walked by the baptismal fountain. Do you remember what
I'm with you. Now keep going.
Do you remember what I said?
No, I have no idea. I can imagine.
And people are just welcome us. And, you know, like you said, we like to have fun. And sometimes I get in trouble because I have too much fun. But we got when the clapping calmed down, I just said, Randy, did you see the jacuzzi these guys got up there? Was up there in the choir lot.
And maybe that'll happen again. You never know.
They were laughing 10 minutes later, I think. But it was, you know, friends, you know, kids ought to be joyful. Your families ought to be joyful. And Randy and I have sat behind closed doors and listened to enough people. And when you sit behind the microphones for a number of years, like Randy has in particular, boy, you hear it all. And we're going to address it all. We're going to do things from a biblical standpoint. Going to give you some ideas. We're not going to tell you how to run your life. That's up to you. But we're going to give you good ideas. And we look forward to seeing everybody in Albuquerque and Glendale on April 7th and April 21st.
And that'll be both marriage and parenting. Hope for your home and some humor and help as well. Again, go to theintentionallife.com. Shannon's on the line in Texas and wants to talk about, let me see here. She wants to talk about her twin boys. Shannon, welcome to the program.
Thank you, my call.
Appreciate it. Where in Texas are you?
Lubbock.
Lubbock. Well, appreciate your call. Talk about those boys. What's going on?
Well, been a single mom since they were two, and they've never given me really any trouble. They're great kids. For the last year or so, one has been just increasingly disrespectful and disengaged with the family. They both graduated early in May. One's looking at college. The other one just refuses to even think about his future. He's frustrating me so bad. So,
I like him already, Shannon.
I don't know what to do with him. You know, I don't know how to. I've told him he can stay home as long as he's working full time, which he is working. Or, you know, I don't care if he doesn't want to go to college, but he can do a trade school or something. He's just not motivated.
Have they been competitive with each other? Like one is the good twin and one not such a good twin with each other?
Not really. I mean, we haven't had any trouble until really just about the last maybe 18 months.
So up to that point, you didn't see any of this?
I didn't see any competition, no.
Yeah, or did you see the discouragement of him just not wanting to keep going in life?
I have seen that, yes. Yeah, okay. They both have had some discouragement and little bouts of depression, but that just contributed to being teenagers, mm-hmm. you know.
Is Dad in their life?
No, he's refused to be a part of their life, and I know that's a big void, you know, yeah. Both of them.
Okay, do you have other children?
No, just the boys.
All right.
Yeah, let me ask you a question. Is the twin in question, is he mechanically minded?
I don't know. he loves is computers and video games, you know. He hasn't really shown much interest in other things.
Well, you know, you mentioned trade school. I mean, quite frankly, sending your kid to college today, depending upon where you send them, they get an education all right, but I'm not quite sure what kind of education they get.
Right.
Things have changed in that area as well. But I would be sure that I don't pay off, so to speak, his powerful behavior by when he says something, it's a little out in left field. Look him straight in the eye and say, wow, you could be right. What an interesting take on that. In other words, I wouldn't, if he's playing you like a violin, which a lot of powerful kids do, and your kid is powerful by the fact that he's not going along with the program, he's telling you loud and clear, I'm not going to be like my sibling. I'm going to be my own person. And, you know, for kickers, try this, toilet paper. Yeah, you heard me right, toilet paper. Now, he's 17 now or 16? We have him?
Oh. Yeah. The button is – there you go. How old is your twins?
They just turned 18.
18? Okay.
Okay. All right. So he's here. I'm going to take back the toilet paper analogy. But for those of you who have kids who are wayward, who are driven in the wrong direction, and they're 14 or 15 years of age – I'm going to give you the suggestion because we're talking to lots of people today. You say, honey, I need your attention. I need to talk to you for a few minutes. What do you want to talk about? I don't want to talk. I'm busy. Honey, I only need 2 minutes. Just have a seat and have that toilet paper, 18 jointed, two ply. I like two ply. You can do one ply if you want. Two ply is nicer. And just for effect, start pulling them apart, dropping them to the floor. Let's say you're talking to your 14-year-old. Now, you stop when you have four in hand, which represents four more years in this home. You say, honey, you got four more years to live in this prison. And you've made it clear you don't like living here. And I have to tell you the truth, you're not the easiest person to get along with. I just want you to really focus on the fact that time is going by, and when you're 18, you're going to have to go out and you're going to have to figure out what life's all about. And we're going to wish you the very best when that day happens. Now, in making children mine without losing yours, I call that pulling out the rug and letting the little buzzard tumble. Well, sometimes it's a bigger buzzard, a 16, 17, 18-year-old kid. But the point is, you're going to have to take some action. On the other hand, back to your twin, again, keep in mind, when he says things that I'm not doing this and I'm not doing that, just nod your head and say, wow, that is an interesting perspective. I can't wait to see how that works out. In other words, don't get into a power struggle. If you get into a power struggle with an 18-year-old kid, you're going to lose. Mm. As far as the other twin, I wouldn't go too far with your applause that he's, quote, doing the right thing, because that only widens the gap between yourself and your son.
Shannon, we'll be thinking of you, praying for you. Appreciate your call today. I know that you love those boys, want the best for them, but, man, when they get to be 18, they're starting to make decisions. You just have to hang on and keep a good relationship. Make sure you keep that door open to maintain the relationship with them. All right, Dr. Kevin Lehman joining me. We're going to stay here in the studio. We're going off the air live, but we're going to stay here and record another program. And you are welcome to join us if you have a question for us at 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717. Also, you can join us on the reunion tour. Kevin and I will be in Albuquerque at Hoffmantown on April the 7th, Saturday, and then in Glendale in Phoenix area, Saturday, April 27th, half a day. Starting at 8:30, going through to about 12:30 or so, so you have the afternoon with your family. We're going to talk about marriage and parenting. You're going to have hope. That's what we're calling this, but you're also going to have some humor and help. You can get your tickets. Go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. All the proceeds go for ministry impact through our Intentional Living Ministry. Thank you for coming and being with us. Kevin, thanks for being here.
Hey, great to be with you.
We're going to stay here, and we're going to continue to record. You'll hear it down the road another day. So again, you're welcome to join us with a question on parenting at 888-888-1717. Thanks to all of you who pray for us. Thank you for your support for the Ministry of Intentional Living as we continue to reach out to help people live an intentional life in Christ. And we'll see you tomorrow.